As it's time now to join the final part of Breaking Point, a drama of the race course adapted in six parts by Roy Lomax from the novel Nerve by Dick Francis, and featuring Michael Kitchen as Rob Finn. Episode 6, the final installment, is entitled Rough Justice.
Have a look. Good God. Out the way, Brunny. Out the way. Come on. Come on, son.
Yes, that's right, miss. And he asked me to telephone you. Well, he's in better shape than he deserves after the soaking he's had. Yeah, but you better bring plenty of warm clothes and blankets. Right, well, I'll see you later then. Goodbye.
Please, Joanna, don't nag. I'm riding Templar today, and that's final.
Rob, for goodness sake.
You must help me, Joanna. It's important.
You're in no condition to ride. And I still think you ought to tell the police about those men. They might have killed you.
Later, after the race.
Well, is it because of TikTok? I still can't believe he was involved.
Look, it sounded like him. I'm sure it was.
Oh, well, you should know his voice, but I don't know. It's incredible. Anyway, come on, into bed with you.
All right.
Come on, that's it.
Oh. Joanna, you do understand why I have to ride Templet this afternoon?
No, I don't, but I'm not going to argue. If you want to kill yourself, well...
Look, I'll do anything you want when it's all over, I promise. No, there is one other job I have to attend to, but after that, I promise.
I might as well talk to a brick wall.
And you will remember what we decided.
What you decided.
Please. Can't take any chances. I've got to keep right out of sight till the way out.
Well, if that's what you want. But right now, you must try to get some sleep. I'll wake you at midday. That should leave you enough time to get up and get to the race course by 2:30. All right, I'm coming.
Hello, Joanna. I've come...
No, you can't come in.
Well, what's wrong, Joanna?
If you don't leave immediately, I'll call for the police.
The police?
Anyway, he's not here. I haven't seen him.
Who? Rob.
You've got a nerve coming here after last night.
Joanna, what the hell are you talking about?
Please go, TikTok. Please don't make anything worse.
Will you tell me what happened last night?
You and that other bully, you might have killed him.
Come on now, Joanna.
Don't you touch me, you murderer.
Right, young lady, that's
no,
it.
No!
Inside.
No! No!
Oh, that's better.
No!
A bit less public.
No.
Now, I am not going to move one inch until you tell me, calmly and quietly, just what this is all about. And you might as well start right at the beginning.
And I brought him back to London. I did what I could for him, and I took him home and put him to bed.
I've already been to his flat. He's not there.
Well, I don't know where he'd be. He's probably gone to the course.
Joanna, the day before yesterday, we arranged that I would pick him up at 11:30, and we'd go to the course together.
Well, he must have made some other arrangement.
You're a liar, and not a very convincing one. I think I'll just have a little look round your flat and see what I can find.
No, don't you. You mustn't.
But you still believe it, don't you? That I'd do that terrible thing to Rob, one of my best mates.
I don't know. I don't want to, but... It was you who telephone called.
It wasn't, you know. I didn't make that call.
The voice, I recognize.
There are one or two other guys in this world who talk like me. And you did say it was a bad line. No, it was someone using my name, pretending to be me.
But Rob hurt you.
He hurt someone like me. But I promise you it wasn't me. At 6 o'clock last night, I took Peter Clooney and his wife to hospital and then sat with the expectant father till 3 this morning. 9 hours of hell and chewed fingernails, I'll tell you.
I don't know.
Right. Ring the hospital. Then check with Peter Clooney. And there was another chap in the waiting room. We could find out who he was.
Oh, Tick-Tock.
Have I got through to you?
Oh, I said to Rob, I couldn't believe it was you. Oh, it's 12:30. I better wake Rob.
Will I go and tell him?
No. Let me. It'll be easier for me.
Ah, Gorin, I've been looking for you.
Oh, good morning, James. How are you?
Fine.
Have you time for a drink? I know you're busy, but
No, not just now, Gorin. I'm worried.
Huh?
I wanted to ask you if...
Well, yes, James?
Have you seen or heard anything of Rob Finn?
No.
I've been trying to contact him since last night.
You rang his home?
Of course, but there's no reply. I hope he's all right.
Oh, don't worry.
Well, I wouldn't. Normally, he's very dependable, but with all this trouble he's been having, and today's his first ride after a fair layoff.
Oh, now, look here, James. You're not serious. You're not putting Finn up on template this afternoon.
Yes, I am.
Now, you're asking for trouble. It's my bet he's got cold feet. He won't turn up.
I'm sure he will.
Find yourself another jockey.
I've got to give him a chance.
You're a fool, James. And you're not doing Lord Tyrrell a service either.
Lord Tyrrell's always had a great faith in Finn.
Once, maybe. But in my view, Finn's had it. His nerve's gone. You won't see him today.
If only I could get in touch with him.
Well, I wouldn't know, James. Except, I've seen him around with a girl. She's related, isn't she?
Oh, wait a minute, Corin. That's right. I think they're cousins. Joanna Finn, that's it.
She may be in the book.
Thank you, Corin. I'll give her a ring. She may know something. Thank you very much.
Well, I must say, pal, you're still looking a bit green round the gills.
You think I shouldn't ride today?
You could be in better shape.
Oh, you're as bad as Joanna. I'm riding and that's it.
Okay.
Well, I'm ready. How about you two?
We're fine.
It's past one. We'd better be moving.
Oh, damn. Let it ring.
No, it might be important.
Oh, don't be long, then.
Hello, 5691.
Is that Miss Finn?
Yes.
This is James Axminster.
Oh, yes, Mr. Axminster.
I'm trying to get hold of Rob. I've tried his home, but I'm not getting any reply.
Yes. Would you hold on? There's someone at the front door. Rob, it's Mr. Axminster. He wants a word with you.
I'm not here. You don't know where I am.
I've got to say something.
Say I'll be at the course in time for the race. Just leave it at that.
You're right. Mr. Axminster, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, it's all right, Miss Finn. Do you know where Rob is?
No, I'm afraid not. But he did give me a message in case you rang.
Oh, yes.
Yes, he said that he'd be at the course in time for the race, and he'd see you then.
Good, that's a relief. I was worried not knowing anything.
Yes, I'm sure you were, Mr. Axminster.
Are you coming to the race, Miss Finn?
Yes, in fact, I'm just leaving.
I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Yes, yes.
It's the big race of the season, you know, and Rob up on template.
Yes, well, I'll probably see you later.
I'm sure you will, Miss Finn. Yes.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Axminster.
Goodbye.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rob.
That's all right.
Well, if we're all set, let's be on our way, shall we?
Read him up, template. We read him on tip plate. Seven and one of them. Oh, pass your tip plate. Thank you, sir.
English tip now.
Get it ready for the football.
Please, there are no jockey changes for the 3:30. The Aldo.
Thank you.
In a few minutes, we'll be seeing the big race of the afternoon, the Midwinter Cup. The going's good, favoring the horses who prefer the harder ground. Joint favourites in the early betting are Camp Town, written by Fred Burton, and Sing Along, The Irish Hope, written by Sean Kennedy. Lord Tyrrell's template is showing at 3-1. And an interesting tip for punters. Since the Midwinter was first run in 1934, the cup and prize money has gone no less than 22 times to the favourites. So, if you prefer to back the course instead of the horse, you don't need me to tell you where to place your money.
Well, Ingleton, now you've seen him. Have you changed your mind?
No, Mr. Kenner, I'll still go along with Harper's Ferry.
Never.
I like the going. Not too soft for him.
No. It's got to be the top this
year.
You
could hardly say otherwise.
Well, I've trained him for this race. He's ready for it.
You don't fancy the favourites?
Oh, they're good. They'll be hard to beat.
And what about template?
Oh, I didn't think so. Do you?
Oh, I don't know.
Not this year.
Have you weighed out, Rob?
Yes.
How are you feeling now?
Not too bad. I'll be better when it's all over.
Sure you will.
Oh, you won't forget that little job after the race.
You give me a shout when you're ready.
Well, come on. I suppose we'd better get out to the parade ring.
Are you nervous?
Yes, I am a bit. Well, it's not just the race, you know.
I know. Still, there'll be a few surprised faces when they see you.
Oh, one in particular.
I'll keep my eyes open. But you just concentrate on getting round the course.
I'm expecting to do better than that.
Well, remember, no heroics. Some of these jumps are dangerous enough when you're feeling fit. They terrify me.
Oh, that'll be the day.
You wait and see, pal. This course is no joyride. That's why you've got to be careful.
Well, you'll never be in better shape, Morris. Don't stand too close.
Do you mind? It's damned asthma.
Hello, Rob. Good to see you.
Hello, James. Morris.
Hello, Morris. Gentlemen.
You look a bit peaky, lad. You're all right.
Oh, yes. Probably TikTok. I think he's trying to frighten me off.
There's enough competition without Rob.
Well, I'd have liked you here earlier to look at one or two of the fences.
You haven't walked around, Rob?
No, Morris.
It would have been a good idea, don't you agree, James?
Yes, I do.
Don't worry. I've briefed him about the tricky ones, too.
Template should take the big ones well enough. That's no problem.
He'll have to watch him at the water.
Yes, it catches a few out.
Hey, do you remember Flying Eagle last year?
Oh, he came a pearler, didn't he?
Eddie was very lucky. Now, you watch out for it, Rob.
Well, you don't want two duckings in one day.
Don't worry, James. I think I know what to look out for.
I still wish we'd been able to walk round together.
Well, James, there may be something to be said for throwing him in at the deep end.
Right. I have to take them as they come.
Well,
he'll be all right, Mr. Axmus.
Gentlemen, you must excuse me. We're due back on the air in 5 minutes, and my viewing public won't wait, I'm afraid.
See you later, Morris.
Surely in the best of luck, Rob.
Thanks.
What about me?
Well, we can only pray, eh, TikTok?
Thanks very much.
All right, lads. Up you go, TikTok.
Thank you.
You know the drill.
Yes, I'll show them the way around.
Good luck.
And to you, Rob.
Okay, Rob. Up.
Thanks, James.
Now, don't forget, lad. Stay on TikTok's tail and watch yourself in the water.
I'll do that. Oh, and Joanna.
Oh, she'll be all right. She's watching the race with me.
Good.
Best of luck, Rob.
And they're all milling now. It won't be long before they come under orders. Camptown, joint favorite, looks relaxed. The top, sweating up a bit. And the starter's walking across now, just checking his watch. He's climbing the steps to the rostrum. Another look at his watch.
They're under starter's orders.
One ready, sir.
Hold it, mate.
Show your hands yet, sir.
Come on.
Okay, sir.
They're on.
And they're all away. And they're racing towards the first, with Scottish Prince just heading the field. Then Sing Along, the Toff, Dairy Boy, and the rest in a bunch, with Harper's Ferry just back marker. And that's the order as they come to the first. Scottish Prince, Sing Along, Dairy Boy coming up to join the Toff, Camptown, Bindle there, just ahead of Dialect. Then a group of runners led by Pride of Each. And it's Sing Along, Dialect, Bindle in that order as they come to the last open ditch on the first circuit. These three, some 4 lengths ahead of Scottish Prince, who's beginning to lose touch, and they're over. No, Sing Along's a faller, the joint favourite's a faller at the open ditch. And Dialect goes into the lead with Bindle, Scottish Prince, 4 lengths ahead of Camptown, the top, Harper's Ferry, Templey, Nashville still there.
Come on, lad. Stay with them.
Come on. What are you doing, Mr.
Axmus?
Needs to push along a bit.
Come on, Rob!
Still Dialect, Camptown, Bindle, the top, 5 lengths ahead of Harper's Ferry, Driftwood coming into the picture, then Template, and they're coming to the water. Dialect, Camptown, Bindle on the outside, the top on the rails. A dreadful pile-up at the water. Driftwood going right across, bringing down Harper's Ferry. Quinn was lucky to keep Template out of trouble. And there are 4 more fences to jump in the midwinter, and the order Camptown, the top, Bindle third. But the distance is going to beat him. Then Template, Driftwood, after that terrible mix-up at the water.
boy. Those four well clear, but it's between Captown and Template as they come into the last 100 yards. And Captown is tiring. Template holding his pace. He's going to catch him. He's going to catch him. Captown's giving him everything. It's been on Template for the last few yards. And it's Template at the line from Captown. Well clear of Dairy Boy, third. And the top four. The rest a long way behind. And Template, rider Rob Finn, trainer James Axminster, owned by Lord Tyrrell, winner of the Mid Winter Cup.
Well done, lad. Well done.
You won, Rob. You did it. Oh, Rob. Oh,
thanks, James. Joanna.
It went like a dream, Rob. Oh,
that's how it seems.
It was wonderful, Rob.
He's a great horse, James.
Excuse
great.
Me. Excuse me, please.
Not too long, Morris. He's very tired.
Yes, all right, James. Just a few words for the viewers. And here's the winning jockey, Rob Finn. That was a great ride, Rob. A great win for Template. You must be thrilled.
Oh, yes, I am.
You left it rather late, didn't you?
Well, I felt Template could make it. He never looked like falling. He's a great horse.
And you kept clear of that trouble at the water.
Oh, yes, I was lucky.
This must be particularly encouraging after the bad patch you've had.
Yeah, and I'd like to thank Lord Tyrrell and Mr. Axminster for having faith in me and giving me this ride.
Well, we'll let you go and weigh in. I'm sure you're ready for a rest. And congratulations again.
Thank you, Morris.
And when we came to the water, I told the horse, do the same as me, pal. Close your eyes.
Yeah, do you just make it up?
I did. So.
Hey, TikTok.
Hey, Rob. Excuse me, fellas.
Say, you got change in double quick time.
This job I've got to do, you said?
Whenever you like, pal. Sure you're all right?
Yes, yes. You know what to do.
I do.
I'll be waiting for you at the ambulance shed. It's quiet back there. We'll play it by ear from then on. Come on, TikTok, what the hell are you doing?
Well, he didn't say, except it was urgent.
Yes, it better be. He's in here.
Yes.
Mr. Keller.
What the devil?
It's not Keller.
Rob Finn. You get your hands off me.
Shut the door, TikTok. Thanks. No. Now, Ingleton. Mr. Robinson.
Let me go. I'll report you to the...
Do that after we've settled this business.
What business?
Grand Oldfield, passing the message. Mr. Robinson, Little Ashton, remember?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, TikTok, you got his arm?
Yeah.
You've got 3 seconds before I beat it out of you.
No.
One.
No.
Two.
You're wrong.
Three.
I don't know anything.
Okay, TikTok.
No. Don't hit me. I tell you.
Let's hear it.
Robinson, it was me. I pretended to be Grant Oldfield.
And it was you rang Loddock?
Yes, yeah, I passed the message.
Why did you do it?
I said it was me. I can't tell you anymore.
Okay, TikTok, he's going to be difficult.
No, you'll break my arm.
It'll be a pleasure.
Come on, Ingleton, why?
I can't. He'd kill me. No.
Go on.
No.
He'd kill you, wouldn't he, like you tried to kill me?
It wasn't me.
But you know about it.
No, it wasn't me.
It's serious attempted murder. Be the finish for you, Ingleton.
No, it wasn't.
Then there was Peter Clooney, Danny Higgs, then the doping, getting at me and TikTok.
No, hey, was that you?
And Art Matthews. He was your mate.
Well, I wasn't the only one. There were others. I'm not taking it all.
Why did you do it?
Well, money. He offered a lot of money.
And you and me, we know who it is, don't we?
Hey, Rob, you know?
Just a minute, TikTok.
Oh, God.
You're in trouble, Ingleton. But you're going to do one thing.
What's that?
You're going to make a phone call. You know where he'll be.
I can't. He'll kill me.
If he doesn't, this lad will. I'd make that call if I were you.
It won't take long, Ingleton. Just one short telephone call.
Hello. It's Ingleton. No, don't talk. I haven't got long. We're in trouble. I must see you tonight. There's an old disused stable at the north end of Axminster Gallop, near the crossroads. Meet me there at 7:00. I'll wait inside. We mustn't be seen. Don't forget, 7:00.
Okay, TikTok, you stay with him.
I'll do that, Rob.
It's just for a few hours, but for God's sake, don't let him out of your sight.
When will I see you?
I'll let you know when it's all over.
Come on, Ingleton. Let's find a quiet spot where we can read your old press cutting.
Hunter's Hill 324?
James.
It's you, Rob. Where on earth are you?
Oh, it doesn't matter, James.
But it's a big day. We're having a party this evening to celebrate.
I'll enjoy that, but can I ask a favor?
Well, anything you like, Rob, within reason.
There's an old field horse up in the 5-acre. Can I borrow him for a couple of hours?
Old Buttonhook? Now, why do you want him?
Can I borrow him, James, please?
Well, yes. If you want to keep it a secret...
I do, for the moment. Anyway, thanks.
By the way, Rob, have you seen your cousin?
Oh, God, I'd completely forgotten about her.
She wasn't very pleased. Tick-tock parked the car at the Lamont Flag, didn't he, before the race?
Yes, that's right.
Well, if she hasn't tired of waiting, that's where you'll find her.
Thanks, James. I'll go down there now.
I should. And you'll bring her to the party?
Oh, of course.
Right. I'll see you later, then.
Yes, James, I promise you.
Look here, Rob, it's cold and I'm hungry and you ought to be in bed, you know. Is this some sort of practical joke?
No, Joanna.
Well, what are we doing here?
Waiting.
Rob, I've spent the last 3 hours waiting for you.
I was busy.
You might have rung me. Anyway, now we're supposed to be going to a party, so what are we doing here in the middle of nowhere?
I've said I'm waiting for someone.
Funny place to meet, outside an old stable. Why should...
What time is it?
Five to seven. Why?
Won't be long now.
Another thing. All that banging round inside.
I had to check it was secure.
Oh, why?
Don't ask so many questions.
Oh, why did you put that old horse inside? Shh. It smells.
Get back. Against the wall.
But, Rob...
Keep quiet.
Ingleton?
Rob, it's...
Quiet.
Ingleton? Are you there? Ingleton. Oh, come on, man. Ingleton. What the devil are you playing at? Open this door, Ingleton. Do you hear me? Open this door. What? What's... No. Get away. get away from me. Ingleton, for God's sake. Let me out, man! Get away! Shoot! Get away! Ingleton! For God's sake!
Joanna?
Yes, it's me.
Did you find the call box?
Yes, I spoke to Mr. Axminster. He'll be here any minute.
Good.
Rob, that poor man has asthma. He'll choke to death. Let him out this minute.
No.
Well, if you won't...
Keep away from that door.
Rob!
I mean it, Joanna.
What's happened to you, Rob?
Stay here, Joanna.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Ingleton!
Morris, can you hear me? It's Rob Finn.
Thank God you're here.
Is there something wrong, Morris? Nice and warm, isn't it, Morris? Better than being soaked to the skin, tied up, left out in the open all night.
Rob, I beg you, please.
I'm treating you very well, Morris. Better than you treated me. You tried hard to kill me.
Forgive me. Help me, please.
What are you doing here, Rob?
Have you gone mad? I've told
Quiet.
You.
Quiet. Well, Morris, what about the others? Peter Clooney, Grant Oldfield, Tick-Tock.
Yes. It was me. God, help me, I'll do anything.
That's enough, Rob. You're not going on with this madness.
Hand out, Matthews.
Yes, please, Robert, can't. Please.
Get out of the way, Rob.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
All right, Morris. I've got you. Steady now.
Oh, damn you, Finn. Damn the lot of you.
Better get him to my car.
I'll help you.
I'll kill you, Finn. There'll be no mistake next time. Damn jockeys! Damn all jockeys!
Rob? Are you awake?
Yes. Oh, what happened?
You collapsed. We brought you back to Mr. Axminster's.
How's the party?
Rather restrained since they heard about Morris.
I can imagine. I'm sorry, Joanna.
Yes. You frightened me tonight, Rob. You were someone I didn't know.
I had to do it, Joanna. I had to get it out of him one way or another.
Oh, I know, and I know the terrible things he's done to you and the others, but... It was the way you did it.
I kept thinking about Matthews, that terrible day when he shot himself. Mrs. Matthews was right. He didn't commit suicide. Morris Kemp Law pulled the trigger of the gun. And he might have killed me last night.
I know. Well, try to keep quiet now. And...
Oh, Rob.
Come in. Joanna's told me what happened. Thanks, James.
How are you, Finn?
Much better now, Mr. Keller. Sorry about the party, James.
Don't worry about that. It's breaking up anyway. We can celebrate the Midwinter Cup another day.
What's happened about Morris?
Very sad. Corin's just back from the hospital.
Apparently he's raving. Hasn't stopped. I saw one of the doctors. He wasn't committing himself, but he said something about obsessive jealousy.
What did he mean?
Well, he thought it was something that made Morris want to destroy successful jockeys. You know, Morris always wanted to ride, to be a jockey, but the asthma, his allergy to horses...
Sort of frustrated ambition.
I suppose so.
Well, do they think he'll get over it?
Well, it's too early to say. Rob, I've been wondering, how did you find out it was Morris behind all these incidents?
Well, it was luck, really, and a bit of bluff that worked. And something Morris said today in the parade ring, as a matter of fact.
I don't remember anything special.
Oh, it wouldn't mean anything to you, but when we were talking about the water jump, Morris said I wouldn't want two duckings in one day. Joanna and TikTok knew I had a soaking last night, but there's no way Morris could have known if he hadn't been involved. Mind you, that wasn't the only evidence.
Well, whatever it was, there are a lot of people in racing who owe a great deal to you, Rob.
And I think I owe you an apology. What about it, Finn?
Accepted, Mr. Keller.
That was the final part of Breaking Point, a serial for radio dramatized by Roy Lomax and based on Nerve, a novel by Dick Francis, with Michael Kitchen as Rob Finn. Joanna Finn was played by Rosemary Miller, TikTok Ingersoll by Rio Fanning, James Axminster by Brian Haynes, Corin Keller by Henry Stamper, and Ingleton by John Hollis. Morris Kemp Law was played by Louis Fiander, and Branny the Dog by Percy Edwards. Other parts were played by members of the cast.